Monday night, Daf Yomi. So we start with Daf Kuf Ayin Aleph. Daf Kuf Ayin Aleph. We'll start from the, basically the top of Kuf Ayin Aleph. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down. The Gemara, with the words My Braisa. The Gemara in Daf Kuf Ayin Amud Beis brought a Braisa, part of a Braisa, that elaborates and speaks out the Machlokas. Rabbi Yudan Rabbi Yossi, that's in the Mishnah about how do you deal with a person that pays up part of the loan. Do you give him a receipt, or do you tear up the shtar and write a new shtar with a smaller amount? And now the Gemara says, my brisa. What is the full brisa? The Tanya, Hare Shehoyu Noshim Bo Elav Zuz. Uparam Ehen Chamesh Meil Zuz, that's the case of the Mishnah. Eid Makaran is Ashtar, they tear up the Shtar. Yeah, they tear up the Shtar. The Kosan of Shtar Acher is Man Rishon, but Rabbi Huda's true Shita is, as we saw, that about the second Shtar is written from the first Zman, that's when the Shibud is from, on the remaining money as well. Tibur Rabbi Huda. There was a question if the Edom themselves can do it or you need Bezdin, but the Brice is saying the Edom could. Dibur Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Shtar Zoy Yehemunach B'Makomo, you leave the Shtar as is. The Yichtav Ushover, and they write a receipt that the Lover has to watch. And that's his responsibility to watch the receipt. And now, the Meshnei Dvorim, Omru Kois and Shover, for two reasons they were Megareya, so to speak, the schus of the lover by making him watch the receipt and hold on to the receipt. Achas Kedusha Yokov Luporo, the mentality of people is, if they owe a lot of money, they pay up the chov, hopefully. But once they reduce the chov, then they don't pay so fast. But here the lover has a pressure to pay up because he's afraid Taka he'll lose the shover, and the malver might be dishonest and collect all the money again. So there's a pressure on him, a lachatz, to pay up the whole chayiv. So that's good. So achas kudei sheyokof l'poro, this forces the lover, so to speak, to pay up the whole chayiv. Achas kudei sheyigbem bizman rishon. So that he doesn't lose out, the malver. And Rabbi seems to be saying, if you would write a new shtar, you would write it from the second zman. And then he would lose out all the lukuchos between the first and the second zman. Gemara immediately asks, what kind of a reason is that? Rabbi Yehuda has no problem with that. But Rabbi Yehuda Nami, Bizman Rishon Kamar, he said that he collects the chov in the new shtar from Bizman Rishon. You write the new, even though you're writing a new shtar now, but you predate it, because the shibud of that half of the chov of that money is certainly from Bizman Rishon. So Rabbi Yehuda said that. So what would Rabbi Yehuda be saying? You don't argue with Rabbi Yehuda says to write it from the first. Because it wasn't so clear. In the Brice it's more clear. But in the Mishnah it's not clear what the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda is from when you date the first time. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says to Rabbi Yehuda, Ibiz man Rishon Ka'amrit, if you meant indeed that the new star is written from this man Rishon, Paligna Lach V'Chodah, then I only have one issue with you, and that is that why should we want to make it better to have a pressure on the lover to pay up the whole chayiv. So let him watch the shaver, let him feel that pressure to pay up the whole chayiv. He was not shady comrade, and if you have to mean that the malveh, because it's a new shtar, has to take a later shibud on the nechusin, so p'nigul lach v'chatati. Now I have two reasons to be chaylik on you. Of course, why should the Malva suffer that loss of schusim? So he wasn't sure what he meant in the Mishnah, and therefore this is the way he said over his sheep. Tana Rabbanan. Now the Gemara is going to learn another Braisa where the Machlokes is going to be totally in the Shita of Rabbi Yisrael. See. Shtaris is manu kosev b'shabbos or basora b'tishrei. Says the date of the shtar. When you look it up on the calendar, lo and behold, it doesn't make any sense. It means the shtar was written on Shabbos or the shtar was written on Yom Kippur. So Shtam Ukharhu, the kosher divar of Yehuda. Yehuda holds it's a kosher Ishtar, it's a Shtam Ukhar is a kosher Ishtar. No one loses out on the Shtam Ukhar Lachaira other than the Malvan. He did it willingly. He would only be able to take from Ukhu, from the later date, but that's, you don't do a Shtar Mukha without a will, without the will of the Malvin. He's the one that you can't do it without a will and a Hanami. But the objective Shtar Mukha that the Malvin with Maskim should be written is the Kosher. It's Shtar Mukha with Kosher Divya of Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Paisel. Rabbi Yossi Paisel's a Shtar Mukha, as we'll see in the Gemara. Because of the trick, because there's a series of events that could happen that would make the low there suffer. I heard a story that a story of such a star came. The Hicharton said it was okay. I was machshir when it was clear that it was a shtar ma'ucher, that there was clearly something fishy about the shtar. It was dated for Asura B'Tishrei or for Shabbos, so they must have meant. So they must have thereby made a shtar ma'ucher. That's what it means to push off that to the next day. No, it happened the day before. Kilo, what happened the next day? Thus making it a shtar ma'ucher. You know, ease up on the loivus pressure a little. Now, the Gemara doesn't understand. That was Rabbi Yehuda's case. When Rabbi Yehuda said that a shtar ma'ucher is kosher, he wasn't talking universally. Although he may hold universally a shtar ma'ucher is kosher, he was talking specifically in these cases, which came out Shabbos, if you measured up the shtar. Came out Shabbos and came out Yom Kippur. So, it was a, why is there a machlokas about anything? Rabbi Yudanani Muzekka Omar, that this is the case where he'll be machshir Shtar Ma'ukhar. Amar Rabbi Pados HaKol Modim Shemuskatnu Lo Nosu Shul Shtar. Rabbi Yudanani Rezi both agree that if they check out the date of the Shtar, V'nitzus O Nosu Mechuvenes B'Shabbos Oy B'Sorah B'Tishrei, Shtar Ma'ukhar Hu V'Kosher, because it's clearly Ma'ukhar, it's Mu'chach, it's Ma'ukhar, because we know it was written on Shabbos for Yom Kippur. So we understand that what they meant to do B'Dafka is to push it off by a day. So nothing, no harm could come out of the Shtar, because we know it's Ma'ukhar. We'll see in a second what harm could theoretically come out of a Shtar Ma'ukhar, and it was like, we know it's Ma'ukhar. Lein nechur kura l'bishtar ma'ukher b'yalma, when there's no hochacha that it's a shtar ma'ukher. The Buddha l'taymei, when the Buddha says a shtar ma'ukher is kosher, he goes l'shitoso. The yalma ain't kosher in shober. So you don't pay up the loan until he gives back the shtar and you rip it up. We'll see in a second, according to Abyesu, what problems ensue. Lein nechur kura l'bishtar ma'ukher b'yalma, Abyesu l'taymei, the yalma kosher in shober. The nothing mean a chumba if you're machshir a shtar ma'ucher, because he could say, I lost the shtar, but no problem, I'll give you a chshaver. The guy will have to take it, then the other guy will pull out the shtar, which was a shtar ma'ucher. It could be dated months later, right? You don't know how to work out exactly, so it's a shtar ma'ucher. And we don't want that to happen. The Rebbe says the Shtar Ma'ucher is no good. His passes the Shtar Ma'ucher. And therefore, Kaisen Shoiver. So that whole series of events won't come about. But that's a Nechub if you do it in Yehuda's way. Omer Ravuna Brejo Yeshua. Afilu Laman Di Omer. Kaisen Shoiver. Hanim Bimiya Palba. He only paid a half, so you burden him with watching the shaver. If a guy pays up the whole chayv, he has a right to demand that the malva return to him the shtar. Below he, that's what Mora thought, the Zohar don't write a Shaver, because the Zohar create problems. Below he, Afilu Akure Kazdinon, according to Abyeisi, he has a right to write a Shaver, and we'll see how to guard against the trick, even if the whole thing, even Akule. Even though he has a right to demand that he get back the shtar, and he pays up the whole chayv. He heard the Rav Yitzchak by Yezir of the Mazel Beizuzi of Rabbi Abba, also the Kami of Chanina by Papi, Omala Yav Yezuzi, Omala Yav Yishtaroi, Ushkol Zuzach, give me my shtar, Omala Yishtar Chayekos, I lost it, Echlo Chavtam, I'll write you a shayver. Omala Yav Yishmur, Dami Tavai, Wei Kais Min Shayver, Omala Man Yav 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 With a day, and I'll put it on my eyes. But Lamaisa, our Abayechon Borei Shlokish, the Tami Tavayu, Kais Mishaymer, that's what they basket. They were Basroi. Kiki Yosarabin Amar Billa, Kais Mishaymer. The Starman, the Kais Mishaymer. He's not the Rebbe, in other words, yeah. So, everything's Nigma now, and you just have a Shaymer. He's not the Rebbe Kais and Shaver, Arbet Shtoyah Solzeh, Yochel Halav B'Chodi. Arbet Shtoyah Solzeh. But he's not the Rebbe Kais and Shaver, and you give him the star, Arbet Shtoyah Solzeh, Yochel Halav B'Chodi. The bank goes in Shaver, and then you talk to the Malda lost the star, so the lender won't have to pay up the loan. So that's not acceptable. If you want to talk about dishonest people, so if he loses the Shaver, then the guy will whip out the star and pay and collect the whole chayv again. In, meaning going back to the question, are you talking that he has to watch the Shaver? This is one of the shibudim you enter into when you become a loiva, that you're tied in time and space to the halachic way of paying it back. You have to wake up a little early. You have to see to it that it's your responsibility to make sure that problems don't ensue. It's not awesome, it's a mission in Shvius. Because since in case and shay there, so will nothing mean a churva. Because he won't be able to collect with it. The later date again. I will story mekachumemka after the mukharan ami psulin. My time of the zimun the mazmal yara benissin, because of all the tishrei, the later tishrei, 6 months later. I bought it again. Because if you can just post data, so you'll post data whatever you want, then you'll make up a whole story. I lost it. Sivri Tavon will write him a shayver. He might be Zimri Mapakley. He'll take out this time. Vamoy Hani Hassel Diyasas Minoy. You just bought it from me now. The shayver's from a different loan. The shayver's before today's date. Because all my cousins are shayver, and therefore we disqualify these fellows from Ucharim. I'm a Rav Yehme, Rav Kaimer, I'm a Rav Yehme, I'm a Dikta, Rav Kaimer, but even the Kazim and Shtarim and Uchar, we have a different Eitzah. We write Shtarim and Uchar, the Kazim and Tavra, and we write a Shaver. That's how, so, our rabbis, Paschim, Tais and Shaver, and that's what we do. Also, the Amul Rabbah of Safrei, he Kazim and Shtarim and Uchar, he kissed Puhochi. Started around like Buzmani Kazvine, Elachvinu Bekazvinu, right in at this to avoid the trick that we're talking about. So after. We do it, and this is the rationale of doing it. We're supposed to do it this way. So this way, the shtai won't be used again. That's how they avoid the problem. Amoy Avashim Rav Kainu Boidna Deloik Habdinan Hochi. Boidna Deloik Habdinan Hochi. We don't write that into the shtai. How do we avoid the problem? Basa Diomale Yosafel Asafre. Also, don't know yourself who's afraid. He kazdinu hanitavre. He adidu zimna d'shtara kisvu. Write it into the shayva, the date of the shtar. This will avoid him saying it's from a new law that happened much later. He loikas kisvu stama. Loim is anothic. Pare. The shayva will stop the malva from collecting again. By having the shayver write the date of the shtar that it's coming for in the shayver, so he won't be able to say it was from a different halvah, and he has a shtar murcha yoser that's still kosher. Amu le Yavinu le Ravashi, Amu le Ravishi le Ravashi le Ravkaina, we go over to Tavkufayin Bezim al Aleph. The Yidna de Loikha Adin and Hachi, we don't do any of these things, we don't write into the shtar, we don't. So, how do... Amalei Rabbanon Tekino Tekini, to do things a certain way. Man da Ovid Ovid, someone who follows their Mahalchim, so doesn't have problems. Man da Loi Ovid, he does it on Nafshis, he loses out. He didn't take advantage of what Chazal set up. They arrange the way to avoid all these problems, and he's not using it. So we don't have to further. We're not going to pass all the shtar because of that. That's the point. Okay, we'll stop here.